and welcome to my Tuesday conference call, everybody. Ted Keyes, your host here in Pasadena, California. This is a free, high-powered meeting I hold live every Tuesday for top-producing freight agents at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On the call today, I'll show you how to move more freight, move it more efficiently, effectively, and effortlessly so you hit your goal of making more money financially. And after the call, go to tedkeysonline.com to hear more of my podcasts, read more of my blog posts, watch more of my videos, and while you're there, visit my Freight Sales Success Store for top-notch freight moving products to explode your freight business today. Right now, when you visit there, you'll see a number of products available. My main product, my flagship product, obviously my Freight Sales Success Guide, other products available, my Freight Sales Success Quotes, and also my Freight Sales Success Skills, all products available today at my Freight Sales Success Store. And also, while you're there on my website, taking in all this free information, go to the contact page. Again, just up above the contact link, just click on there and enter. When you get to my contact page, just enter your contact details. By doing that, you'll receive your personally weekly invite to this and every call, along with the attachments. Again, along with the attachments that I send with every personal invite that you'll get. You'll receive the attachments that I go over on every call. Also, by opting in there, you're going to receive my free report. Again, it's a free report, 11 ways freight agents will increase their income. This is a report that's been downloaded thousands of times. It's also a report that you'll utilize to actually increase your income while you are a freight sales agent. Today's training topic, again, today's training topic is where are all your freight prospects? Again, where are all your freight prospects? For those of you who are on my contact list and that have followed my instructions, just go ahead to that email invite that I sent you today, and as you've noticed, there are a number of attachments down there at the bottom of that email invite. So let's just go over our topic today. Again, our topic is where are all your freight prospects? Great question to ask, especially when you initially get into this profession, because that's one thing that you're going to have to find out real quickly. You're going to have to find out where are all your freight prospects. Why? Well, you're not going to have any business if you don't collaborate with the marketplace. You've got to find a way to generate leads for your business and to build your contact list. Basically, I'm going to go over a number of these today along with some other topics, some other motivational sayings today. But let's talk about lead generation sources. That's the first the document that you'll open up firsthand, that first document down there, your first attachment, I should say. It's called lead generation sources. Now, by no means is this the end-all for lead generation. You're going to find out as you get into this profession, as you become more and more successful, that leads are endless. This is just a starting point. Basically, I've listed some leads for those that are just getting into the profession. Also, for those of you that have started to move a few loads and where to start generating and getting your leads from that point on. So go ahead and open that attachment, lead generation sources. It's that first document down the bottom. So let's talk about these. Let's say that you've just joined up with our office here. I've taken you through the process. Your first main goal is to collect your first 20 prospects. Where on earth are you going to get these prospects from? Well, just based on this document here, you'll see a number of ideas, a number of examples that I give you. Let's go through these one by one. One of the first places, first connections that you can go to for your leads is your acquaintances or your friends. Hey, if you've got friends, if you've got family that are working for somebody, typically they create a product or even a service that has to be shipped out. What a great example. Just ask them, hey, who is your shipping decision maker? Just, you know, real quickly. And then once you get their name, just give them a call. Say, I was referred to you by my cousin Joe. He works at your company. Again, that's just an initial idea. Another thing you can do is you're out and about driving around wherever it is that you live. There will be manufacturers in your neighborhood. Again, they could be any, you know, the manufacturer of these companies could be anything. But as you're driving around, be aware of where these companies are. You know, write down the names of these companies. Now, I'm not saying for you to stop in right away, but if you feel courageous, go ahead and stop in. You know, if anything, ask the receptionist, who's your shipping decision maker? What a great way to do it. Now, later on, as you become more successful, you're not really going to have a whole lot of time to go out and stop by companies. But again, early on, you know, make a point. Who are the companies in your immediate area? So anyway, drive by, write down the names of these companies. As you get better at this, ask for referrals, again, from people that you know, but definitely from the companies that you're shipping with. That's the third example. The fourth example, you know, referrals to you. Somebody, you know, as you make your stake in this profession, people are going to refer other folks to you. Again, it's not going to happen initially because you haven't moved anything. Another example is way down at the bottom there. This is just something that you're going to have to use. Typically, every beginner freight agent uses it. It's thomasnet.com. Another one is manta.com. These list a host of different companies and manufacturers to give you an idea of who's moving what. Make sure when you call these folks, when you talk to the shipping decision makers, you know what it is that they move. Another thing I talked about earlier, you're going to have to do your plain old calls, just your standard calls. You're going to have to do internet searches. That's another idea of a lead generation, to start building your foundation. Now, you're going to find out as you start and keep moving loads that other lead generation ideas and sources are going to pop up. What are those? Well, one great source is companies that you pick up from. When you pick up these loads, they may not necessarily be your actual customer. So pay attention of where your loads are picking up from. Another one is, where are they being shipped to? These are all future leads that you can get on the phone and speak to. Also, look at companies. If you find yourself in a specific niche, whether you're delivering shipping lumber, whether you're shipping steel, scrap, recyclables, go to businesses that are in the same industry. The easiest way that you can say is, hey, I ship for ABC Company. I am very familiar with your industry, whatever that is. But examine the companies in the same industry of the customers that you've shipped for already. Another great example is when you're dispatching your drivers. Talk to them. Don't just dispatch them. Ask them, you know, where did you just pick up at? Where did you just drop off at? I mean, whether they're a company driver or an owner-operator, all you can do is start a conversation with them. These guys are some of the best lead generation sources out there. Why? The main reason is, as a driver, they don't get a lot of attention. Not only that, they don't talk to a whole lot of people. I mean, basically, they talk to their dispatcher, who tells them where to pick up. They may talk to the shipping decision maker of the company where they're at, that's telling them where they're going. Of course, they're going to talk to their family. But overall, they spend most of their time in their truck driving. What a great way for you to start up a conversation, because in reality, I mean, think about it. You've driven this load clear across the country and you haven't spoken to too many people. You know, you're just aching to talk to somebody. That's why owner-operators, company drivers are a great source. All you can do is just, you know, real nonchalantly ask them, where did you just pick up? You know, where did you just drop off? All you can see is whether they'll answer your question or not. But believe me, when you're asking them, have your pen and pencil ready to write down. the information. Another great way, again, to start generating your leads is by going into any store. You're going to see that on almost every product available, there is a company label, especially in food stores. It's going to tell you the name of the company that manufactured that product. It's also going to tell you where it was manufactured. Now, some of these are imported. Again, call those companies. The companies that import them, the marketing companies that represent these companies. Either way, all you have to do is look at a packaging label and find out who made it and where it came from. All this information is on each and every packing label, and guess what? It's free of charge. All you have to do is pick up the phone and contact that particular company. Now, again, this is just a short list of lead generation sources that I came up with just to give you an idea. Why do I do this? Because the last thing I want anybody to tell me is, I don't know where to get leads. Well, here you go. This is one of the first documents that I send you when you become a freight sales agent with our company. So, lead generation sources, it's geared for the beginner. It's geared for those that have started moving loads and that are, you know, slowly moving their way up, building up their business, becoming successful in the profession. Let's go ahead and move on to that second document. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what makes you successful and what makes you fail in this profession. Thank you for waiting there. So let's go ahead and open up that second attachment, that second document that has that writing on there. What is that called? Well, this document is called My Recipe for Success. It's a simple, basic recipe for success. It's not too difficult. All you have to do is follow it on a daily basis, and you will become successful. But let me just talk a little bit about this before I get into it. And basically, here's a main point. Here's a main point of this, really, in every sales profession, and that is your customers will eventually leave you. Believe it or not, your customers will eventually leave you. Now, are they going to leave you today? I don't know. Are they going to leave you tomorrow? I don't know. Are they going to leave you next week? I don't know. Every customer is different. However, this is guaranteed. Over the course of time, every single customer that you bring in will leave you, and again, that's guaranteed. So, knowing this, knowing that I'm revealing this to you ahead of time, I'm going to give you a description. Here's your simple description of how to succeed in this or really any sales profession. So here's my recipe for success. And it starts off with, you're going to obtain every day, you're going to obtain 3 new email and phone numbers every single day. When you calculate that over the course of a week, how many does that come to? It comes to 15 total emails and contacts for the week. What are you going to do with those? You're obviously going to add these to your contact list. What do you do with it then? Well, you're going to communicate with this list, as I talked about earlier. Communicate with your list. Communicate via phone, okay? You're going to also communicate them, if provided you're a freight sales agent with our office, you're going to communicate with them with the Monday email that I send you. Now, that email is a template. Again, you're going to gear it toward your customer and your prospects. So in addition to that, you're going to call 10 prospects a day. Now, are you going to do that first off? No, you don't have 10 prospects a day. But by your second week, you're going to be calling 10 prospects a day, again, asking them, how can I assist you today? By following this recipe for success, following it every day, every week, this will keep you afloat. Not will it only keep you afloat. It's going to increase your business. The main thing, the main failure that most freight agents do is once they get going, once they're moving weight, once they're moving freight, they start coasting. Your goal in this recipe is to do this every single day. Three new contacts a day. It's only going to add up over time. As it adds up over time, and as you get better and better at this profession, you will move freight. The main thing is do not stop. Continue accumulating 3 new contacts every day. What's going to happen? You're going to have more loads moving, and that's how simple it is. It's just that simple. By continuing on in this recipe for success, this will keep you in the game initially. Not only will it keep you in the game, but over the long run, you will be so much more successful in the process. Hang tight here, folks. Let's go ahead and move on to that next document there. So, on the flip side of success, unfortunately, is failure. Now, don't get me wrong, failure has its benefits. But in this case, if you don't follow my recipe for success, you're basically following the recipe for failure. I'll call it my recipe, but either way, it's the recipe for failure. Let me bring up an important point that I talked about earlier, and that is, again, your customers will eventually leave you. And that's a guarantee. Let me say it again. Your customers will eventually leave you. Knowing this, I'm going to give you a description of why you'll fail as a freight sales agent. And this I come to is my recipe for failure. Let's go ahead and take a look at this. Now, here's what happens if you're following a recipe for failure. And that is, you're not obtaining those 3 contacts every day, which means you're not accumulating those 3 contacts or 15 contacts every week, which means if you're not accumulating 3 new contacts a day, you're not building your contact list. One of your main goals in this profession and any sales profession is to continue to build your contact list. Here's an example. Every week I know that I have new callers on the line. I know this. Why do I do this? Because I'm always searching for new freight sales prospects. I never stop. I'm always scouring the marketplace to have you folks to get on my call, to listen to what I have to say, to show you that I'm providing free value to you, and this is what I will provide to you as a freight sales agent with our office. So that's just an example. Maybe you just got on the call today. You're new. Well, it didn't just happen. Okay, it happened because I went out searching for you. So if you're not obtaining those emails and phone contacts daily, or you're not obtaining new customers regularly, and you're not building your contact list, well, if you keep doing this as well, keep coasting and resting on your laurels, that's one thing. Unfortunately, that's one negative habit that you start developing after you start moving freight. If you only service the current customers that you have, hold on, folks. If you actually believe that your customers will remain loyal to you, here's some very important points that I'm making. If you don't call folks that are on your contact list, or if you don't send out that weekly email template that I send you every Monday, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have fewer no loads moving. You're going to have no growth. What does that mean? You're going to have unpaid bills. You're going to fail. It's that simple. So if your desire is to be successful in this profession, do not follow this recipe. Don't get caught up in being lazy after you see success for a while. Continue building your contact list. If there's one point that I'm always stressing is get on the phone. Build that contact list. Maintain contact with that list. You'll see how your loads will continue to build and continue to move freight. So, recipe for success, recipe for failure. Which one would you prefer to follow? Let's go ahead and move on to that next document that I send. Let's go ahead and get into a little motivation here. This basically starts my Remember series. Again, remember this while you're making those phone calls, fulfilling that recipe for success that I went over. So that first document, remember, when you're calling those contacts, when you're calling your prospects and customers, we have this inkling for some reason. It's ingrained into us, unfortunately. I know what the reason is, but this is ingrained into us. We have that feeling that the person on the other line is going to say no. Now, this is early on. As you get better and better at this, you don't even think of this. But just starting early off, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that the number one word, the top word that all humans hear from the time of birth until the time of 18 is the word no. I'm telling you that right now. This is just fact. It's not fiction. The number one word from the time we are born till the time we hit 18 is the word no. Why? Because through that time, we're making a bunch of errors, we're making a bunch of mistakes, plus we're not getting good information from those who are guiding us. I mean, if your parents were real protective, that's not necessarily a good thing, because if they're being protective of you, they're telling you not to do things and not go out and take a risk here and there. But my point is this: the number one word that all humans hear from the time of birth until the time of 18 is the word no. Knowing that, go into that call because you know that. And as you get into that call, say things where you won't receive that no. As you get better and better at this, you're going to hear less no's. It's that simple. But just knowing this going into as a beginner or as a novice freight sales agent, you're pre-programmed to hear no. As you talk to more and more people, you're going to see that success is going to come, and you're going to hear no less and less and less. Let's go ahead and move on, guys. That next document, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, whoever it is that you're speaking to, don't prejudge. Anyone you speak to on the phone for the first time, don't prejudge who they are, you know, what their experience is. Why? What's going to happen? Well, when you prejudge, you're going to misjudge. So go into that call. Your main priority is to, first of all, do your research. Who is this company? What do they make? Do you have any lanes that they're moving? Any other incidental information? When you have all that information and you're ready like that, you're not going to misjudge. So my point is, either way, don't prejudge. When you do, you will misjudge. When you misjudge, you're going to say things that will not collaborate with your prospect or customer. So no prejudging when you're making those initial calls, building up that contact list. Moving on, guys. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, what an important point. This is one of the most important points that I can remember is you require attention first. By making phone calls, by building your contact list, you're getting attention. If you don't have attention, you're not moving freight. It's that simple. But you require it first. Yeah, our goal is to make more money. It's to be financially secure. However, if you don't get attention from your prospects and customers, you're going to end up with nothing. Once you get the attention, they're going to give you the opportunity. You're going to move their freight. Then the money comes in that order. So attention, move freight, then make money from top to bottom. But in order to move freight, you must get their attention. How do you get their attention starting off? Well, first of all, sound professional. Do your research, as I keep saying, when you go into that call. Make it sound like you know this individual, like the two of you have known each other for a long time. You know, ask for them by name when you're talking to them. Repeat their name many times again. This is a topic for a whole nother call. But get attention first. When you get attention, you'll move freight. As you move freight, then you'll get the rewards. Let's go ahead and move on. Guys, again, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers every day. Again, I set limits. I set minimums for your recipe for success. But every day, make one more call. Again, make one more call. Attempt to pass that three call per day minimum that I set. And believe it or not, three calls, three contacts a day is small. There are folks that are out there getting 10 new contacts a day, 20 new contacts a day. I'm more of a keep that level going over time. If you get 10, 20 contacts, you know, a day your first week, you may lose out of, you may run out of steam next week. You know, keep that, you know, just do it every day. Hey, but if your goal is to increase, make one more call. Hey, one more call may turn into two more calls. The bigger your contact list, the more you communicate with that contact list, the more successful you'll be. Make one more call each day. Attempt to pass that 3 minimum call every day. You'll be amazed at the results that you generate. So make that extra call every single day. Let's go ahead and move forward to that last attachment, guys. And that last attachment basically is, we've all heard this saying, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, don't make excuses, just go out and do it. Whether you're contemplating getting in touch with me to become a top producing freight sales agent with our office, get on the phone and do it. Same with your prospects and customers. Just do it. Just pick up the phone, make the call. Hey, when you start in this profession, you don't know anything. But think about when you joined, you know, your peewee football league when you were 5 years old or 10 years old. You didn't know anything either, but you still joined. Pick up the phone, make the calls. Just do it. Don't just do it, but do it now. So remember when you're contacting your prospects and customers, just do it, and just do it now. Great, great topic for today. In closing, as I'll say it again, do you want to receive the email notices and attachments for this and every call? I mean, I'll send out to you free of charge. If you do, then go to tedkeysonline.com and enter your contact details. Let me say that again. You're going to go to tedkeysonline.com/contacts and enter your contact details. Do you have any questions about this call? Any questions about the topic that I went over today? Or, again, do you desire to join our top-producing freight sales team? Well, when you do, give me, Ted Keyes, a call, 626-309-9141. Again, our direct office number here is 626-309-9141. For those of you that are with our office, keep making progress. Follow that recipe for success that I went over earlier. You know, as you move more freight, you're going to find more ways to generate leads. It's that simple. It's not going to happen, though, if you don't get on the phone and make steady progress forward. Great topic today. Thanks for joining me. Take care. God bless. I'll see you all next Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.